organizing the speech.
Regardless of your topic, your speech will have three main parts: an introduction, a body, and a conclusion. Your first job in the introduction is to get the attention and interest of the audience. You can do this by posing a question, telling a story, making a startling statement, or opening with a quotation. The purpose of all these methods is to create a dramatic, colorful opening that will make your audience want to hear more. After getting the audience's attention and revealing your topic, you are ready to move into the body of your speech. In some speeches, the body seems to organize itself. If you have been assigned to tell a story about a significant experience in your life, you will relate the events in the order they occurred. The basic structure for such a speech is chronological. This happened, then this happened, then this happened. But not all speeches follow such a format. Suppose you have been asked to give a presentation introducing a classmate. You could organize the most important biographical facts about your subject in chronological order, but this might result in a dull, superficial speech. In 1985, Alicia was born in Cleveland, attended King Elementary School from 1990 to 1997, and graduated from South High School in 2003. A better way of structuring your remarks might be to discuss three of the most important aspects of Alicia's life, such as hobbies, career goals, and family. This is called the topical method of organization, which subdivides the speech topic into its natural, logical, or conventional parts. Although there are many other ways to organize a speech, your first presentation will probably use either chronological or topical order. Regardless of the method of organization you use, remember to limit the number of main points in the body of your speech. If you have too many points, your audience will struggle to recognize the most important ideas. In a 2-minute speech, you won't have time to develop more than 2 or 3 main points. Once you have selected those points, make sure each one focuses on a single aspect of the topic. For example, if your first point concerns your classmate's hometown, don't introduce irrelevant information about her job or favorite music. Save this material for a separate point, or cut it from the speech altogether. Try to make your main points stand out by introducing each with a transition statement. In a speech introducing a classmate, you might begin the first main point by saying, "Aaron's family moved a great deal throughout her childhood." When you reach the second point, you might introduce it like this: "Moving a lot led to Aaron's outgoing nature and confidence in making friends. In fact, she has friends all around the world with whom she corresponds regularly over email." You have now let your audience know that the first main point is over and that you are starting the second one. The third main point might begin as follows: "Corresponding with people all over the world is more than just a hobby for Aaron, since she is majoring in international relations." Transition statements such as these will help your audience keep track of your main ideas. When you finish discussing your final point, you will be ready to move into your conclusion. You need to accomplish 2 tasks in this part of the speech. First, you should let the audience know you are about to finish your speech. Second, you should reinforce the major theme of the speech. If possible, try to end on a dramatic, clever, or thought-provoking note.